This evening, if you thought the Russians and their involvement ended with the election, authorities tonight say not so fast, that they are still hard at work. In fact, this evening, a new report about Russia's efforts to stir up racial conflict right now inside the United States. Here's ABC's chief investigative correspondent, Brian Ross. Hey, Black Matters
US. Hey. A stunning claim tonight about just who's behind the group promoted in this music video, Black Matters US. Congressional investigators say Black Matters US was actually set up by the Russians during the 2016 election to stir up racial tensions.
It's not fair. I don't think it's fair. Black
Matters. The St. Louis rapper who wrote the music for the video says he got Instagram messages from people he did not know asking him to write a song dealing with police brutality.
I had no clue that it was Russian or anything like that. No, sir. It messed me up.
All part of a sophisticated campaign that included Facebook ads, Twitter posts, and efforts to organize at least two big rallies, one against police brutality. U.S. investigators believe it was directed from this so-called troll factory in St. Petersburg, Russia.
It's a way to suppress votes and stoke fear at a level of sophistication that I don't think we appreciated at the time.
Investigators say the Russian factory also was behind these YouTube videos, first reported by the Daily Beast, aimed at black communities attacking Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton is not our candidate.
The speakers claim to be in Atlanta, but investigators think they may actually be people hired by the Russians in Africa. And the Russians remained busy even after the election. Another Russian group called Black Fist organized self-defense classes, supposedly for protection against the police. Five American fitness trainers were hired to run them.
They pay me $320 for the month, four classes.
They're taking advantage of people who really care about the community.
Right. It's very sneaky. It's very underhanded.
And in fact, Brian, the Attorney General Jeff Sessions was asked today on Capitol Hill if he believes the U.S. is prepared for what the Russians continue to do.
Yes, David, he had a stark answer. Probably not, he said. We're not, he said. The midterm elections are just over a year away, and there is still no national strategy to deal with the issue, David.
Brian, you'll stay on it.